Back to another Beyond the Chair podcast, where I go live every Wednesday to discuss any and everything barbering. So today, as you see by the title of the podcast, and is barbering easy? Is it easy, guys? What do you think? What's your opinion? Is barbering easy? You tell me. I'm really curious to know people's perspectives on this one, because I get a lot of questions from people, you know, asking for tips and things like this. You know, some people ask more than others. But overall, my opinion, that, you know, up until this point, you know, getting good at barbering. Right now, I would consider myself a pretty good barber, right? I've noticed in the last, 5 months, I've seen a lot of leaps in my skill level. A lot of things are becoming easier. I've just gotten better. And it's weird because I could feel myself getting better. It wasn't like one of those things where I needed validation from other people, or people were like, oh man, I can tell you're getting a lot better. Like, I could see it myself. I can see it myself that I'm getting a lot better. But the real question is for a lot of other people, like, is barbering hard? That's a real question for you guys. Is barbering hard? Now, if you were to ask me, what do I think? Is barbering hard? No. If you talk about just the overall skills, like developing skills and just getting good at cutting hair, that isn't too hard, guys. I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't think that is that hard. If you're focused, dedicated, motivated, you can attain some pretty good skills within 3 years of cutting hair. The hard part is building a clientele, maintaining a clientele, being successful year in and year out, staying professional, you know, being motivated to the craft. That's the hard part. Just the skill of cutting hair, it's not that difficult. I know some people, they look at some other barbers and they may say, oh man, this guy is here, and oh wow, I want to get there someday, but it's not that hard to get there. Now look, everyone's learning curve is different. Some people accelerate a lot faster than others, but don't get discouraged by this. This is just all a part of the learning process and getting to the top. You know, you have to hit these certain levels before you get to the next level. You know, if you go up an elevator and you see the numbers, you're gonna go through floor 1, 2, 3, 4 until you get up to the top. You know, you're not just gonna go from 1 to 10 or 1 to 8. You know, you're gonna see the numbers flash on the elevator. You're gonna see the numbers flash. It's just not gonna happen in the blink of an eye. It's gonna take some time, just like going up the elevator, you know, just like going up an escalator. It's gonna take you some time to go up an escalator. You can run up the escalator, but these things, it just happens this way. So a lot of people don't have patience when it comes to that. And I always encourage people to have patience when it comes to getting better. You know, it just takes time, just hang in there, because a lot of people, they want it right now. I've noticed a lot of people, especially lately, a lot of people, they want it now. They want it right away. They want to skip, I'm slightly distracted, but they want to skip certain things within the process. You have to go through some stuff. Like, a lot of times, you're not just going to get, I need to really sneeze too. You're not going to get stuff just handed to you right away. You got to go through some stuff sometimes. Sometimes, like when it's tough, when these moments get hard for you and you're just like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this. I don't know if I can take it. I don't know if I'll ever get this good or whatever, whatever, whatever. It takes time, guys. Like, you got to go through some stuff, because you're not going to appreciate the good times until you go through some stuff. Like, you're going to go through some stuff. You're going to, you know, think back in retrospect, like, oh man, do this, guys. You're going to think back in retrospect, like, oh man, like, I remember when I used to struggle on edge ups. Now it's just easy. Or I used to struggle on clipper over comb. Now it's just easy. Or I used to struggle getting the bottom line out in the fade all the time, but now it's easy. These are the fun times that you will actually get to enjoy once you actually get through some stuff. You know, it's really tricky. It's almost like I'm noticing this right now with me learning Spanish. So at this point of me, of my Spanish journey, like, I can speak some Spanish. but I'm not the greatest, right? I still obviously need to get better. I need to get better in my comprehension. So I've been working on my comprehension lately, and I've also been learning to build my vocabulary just a little bit more, just learning a little bit of more grammar and sentence structure. But I've noticed I was at this point where it was just like really rough. It was really rough in learning because I was like, damn, it didn't feel like I was making any strides. But I've noticed within the past few days that I'm starting to up a level. I can feel that my level is starting to get higher in Spanish. Shout out to everyone that's watching. Philip, my man, from Sweden. All the way from Sweden. Let's see, Master Phase, Nas Blends, was that Ivy Mac in the building? Who else was in here? YouTube Lopez. I'm going to get into the Q&A a little bit later, guys. Let me just get through some things, and then we'll get into some Q&A, have a little bit of fun. But it's going to get easier, guys. It's going to get easier. I know like there's a lot of beginners that are, okay, we got some more people from Texas in the house. Rock D from Tejas. I'm in Dallas, so Texas in the building. But it's going to take some time, guys. Like, just enjoy the journey. You know, that's one thing a lot of people, once they get to the top, or once their journey is over, a lot of people don't, jeez, I'm over here breaking my phone case. A lot of people don't get to enjoy the journey as they go through it. You know, it's just all a grind, and you kind of like feel like you're just in the wash cycle. And smash the like button if you're in the building. I see Virginia in the house, man. We got people from all over. We got Europe. We got the U.S. Anybody from South America? Where my South Americans at? My Latinos. Where you guys? We got any Africans? Oh, man, Latvia. Dang. Got Latvia in the house. We got Sweden in the house. Man, that's what's up. But it's going to get easier, guys. This barbering thing, I'm going to be honest, just the physical part of cutting hair is not hard, guys. It's not hard to learn how to cut hair. I have a cousin. Not cousin. What am I trying to say? I have a in-law. He's Russian. He cuts hair in Russia. He started barbering after I started barbering. I think maybe a couple years after I started barbering. But he's a pretty decent barber. He can cut hair. He knows how to color and do all this stuff. You know, he didn't, obviously, he's Russian, so he didn't go to barber college. He just did like an apprenticeship and, of course, classes and stuff like that. He worked under someone for a little bit. But he's pretty decent at cutting hair now. And he's been cutting hair for, I think, less than 2 years. So, like, to my point, it doesn't take that long to get good at barbering. But it does take a long time to master and encompass everything that surrounds this career of barbering. That's the tough part. Trying to be the most well-rounded barber you can be on point all the time, being professional, you know, all the other stuff that I mentioned earlier. That's the hard part, you know, doing this day in and day out, you know, maintaining a good quality of life, because it's not all about just cutting hair. And I had these thoughts recently because I was thinking to myself, like, man, what barber can just go out and take a month off if they really wanted to? Without taking an extreme hit to their pockets financially. That is if you rely solely on cutting hair as your means of income. You know, like, think about this, guys. All you barbers that are listening to this right now, ask yourself this question. Could you just up and take a month off? Now, look, I don't mean like up and like, you know, you're cutting hair one day and then the next day you disappear. I mean, you letting all your people know that, hey, I'm taking a month off. I'll be back in a month. See you guys, you know, could you do this? That is the question. Could you do this? Do you think you would be able to do this without taking a severe financial hit? Now, of course, I don't mean just the money that you would not be able to make from cutting hair for that month, but could you do this? Like, is this possible for some barbers? And then still just come back like nothing ever happened. Oh, wow. Poland in the house. Man, we got some Europe. Europe is up in here, man. Greetings to all my Europeans, the European Union in the building. You got Latvia, Poland, Sweden, Latvia, Poland, Sweden. Feels like I'm missing another country. Am I missing another country? Where are my, where's everyone from, man? Shout out your country, state, continent, whatever. So, the thing is, now here's one funny thing, because I saw in the comments, what's his name? Tim something? Tim of a X? He asked an interesting question. And he's asking, how long do you know until you're good, right? Because how much time it took for you to know that you're good? This is an interesting one, because that's all relative, essentially, because like, you know, that stupid saying, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. That's a tricky one, because one, you want to be realistic with yourself when you're trying to determine, do I stack up to my peers? Oh my goodness, Albania. Jeez. Brandon, what's up, man? Yeah, 1-on-1 courses, I do offer them. So, Philippe, I do offer them. You know, of course, I'd be willing to travel. Of course, I have to get paid. But if you want to do something here, like I say, I live in Dallas. So, if you ever want to come here, we can do something. For sure. But back to what I was saying about knowing, or really how much time it takes for you to get good. Really, you got to be realistic. You can't be delusional. Don't blow smoke up your ass. You got to know, okay, does my work compare to these guys? Or does it compare, really? Like, you got to be honest there. And I like to use other people as far as just a barometer. And I'm very realistic with my work. And of course, YouTube helped a lot. This is why I always tell people, record your haircuts, take pictures, but really more importantly, record your haircuts. And then it actually is. It's like you going back and checking game footage like any professional athlete would do, a fighter, a basketball player, a soccer player, a football americano. It's just like what they would do in preparation for the new season or the next game, or just trying to get better, prepping for a team, maybe a good playoff game. It's the same thing. You need to do the same thing when it comes to barbering. Now, YouTube has been a fantabulous help for me, because I'm able to see my haircuts as I do them. And if you go back and look at some of my old haircut tutorials, you could obviously see that I've gotten a lot better. So for me, I have a almost video journal of how good I was able to get. But I could definitely see a big difference the later part of 2019. So from the months of July up until, you know, where we are now, I can tell that I've gotten a lot better. There have been at least 5 moments of last year, in the second part of last year, where I felt like, wow, I'm actually getting better. Like, wow, it's just like, boom. And I've gotten faster, I've gotten better, just a whole lot, you know. To answer your question, there it is. And really, there it is, you know what I mean? I still got 2 pair running strong. But barbering, like I say, guys, not too difficult. So what I'm gonna do is, I'm gonna open the floor for some questions, guys. See what you guys got for me. thank you, Royal. Thank you for the kind words. Oh my goodness, the Netherlands. Jeez, Europe is, guys, man, what's up with all my, I must have a lot of European fans. I didn't know there were this many people from Europe that follow the channel, guys. Shout out to you guys. I need to go to Europe. I want to go visit. But wow. That's crazy. Portland, Maine. Edinburgh, Texas. Edinburgh. It's like, I think there's a college in Pennsylvania called Edinburgh, but Edinburgh is not even the same. But wow, that is crazy. Whoa, I just zoomed in all up on my face. But if you guys have questions, like I say, drop them in the comments. Ask anything. I will answer your questions, guys. And I'm going to try and do my best to scroll up here and see what's up. So he says he's been watching for a long time, and I've been helping him. YouTube Lopez. So if YouTube Lopez, if you still have a question, if you're still in the building, you know, ask your question. There we go. Man, I'm just like zooming into my... That's crazy. Nas Blends is asking me, how do you untangle nappy hair besides using the pick? I was trying to make a guideline and the hair curled and napped up, so I couldn't see the guideline. How do you prevent that? Well, here's the thing, Nas Blends. Nas Blends, I'm going to go even deeper to your question because Nas Blends, he hits me up on Instagram quite a bit. And I can tell Nas Blends, I was actually thinking this. Here's my response. Nas Blends, you need to do either a like a one day or week long class or take one-on-one lessons with someone about whatever you're struggling with in barbering, whether it's fading, cutting hair, like whatever. You need to do it one-on-one with someone. Because you have there's a lot of like problems that you have that are very simple. The solution to your problems are very simple that I think you should be able to figure some of this stuff out on your own. Because a lot of this stuff I mentioned in my videos where I'm saying if your tools are set up properly, I made a video about your tools being set up properly. Now, what you're asking about the hair napped up and you couldn't really see the guideline. I said this in a lot of videos. When you're dealing with someone who has bulk, you want to remove the bulk first. It makes the canvas cleaner. It makes your workspace nice and neat. And it makes it easy to navigate through what you're working with. So imagine if someone has 3 inches of length through here on the side of their head. And they want to get like a mid. Yeah, let's just say a mid for argument's sake. They want to get a mid fade skin, right? And they have 3 inches of length through here. You're not going to go through there and create a 1-inch guideline right underneath all of that 3 inches of bulk. You're going to take this bulk down with, let's say, a three or a two, so you can see the canvas better. It's a lot neater workspace. Do this if you're feeling it, guys. Smash it. So you need to take down the bulk first. This is important with that whole napping thing. Like as you say, it napped up on you. You need to do this. This is very important, okay? So I hope that helps in answering your question. He says, I'm starting up and I want to say you're like a coffer of knowledge. I don't know what that means. Maybe that's some slang. Hey, that's what's up, Brandon. Eddie looks like Sling Blade, huh? Yeah, Eddie's something else right now. If you guys have any other questions, drop your questions in the comments below. Do not be shy because, look, I don't want to see comments on videos, which, I mean, comments on videos are great. But this is your time to get a very detailed answer because, you know, me typing on the computer, you know, it may not convey the same as if I were speaking to you. And I can give you a more lengthy answer because a lot of times when I respond to people on YouTube, I try to keep it short and sweet. Because I'm not trying to write an essay online, you know, in the YouTube comment section of all things. That's the last thing I want to do with my life. So, but back to Nasman's because I saw he said, take a class, Nas. Take a class. You know, I know a lot of barbers are cheap, which I don't get it. I don't get why barbers are just so damn cheap. But it's very important and it actually can help you quite a bit in taking a class. You can really zone in on a lot of the problems that you're having and you can get the one-on-one attention. You can get someone just pointing out everything, explaining things into detail. You know, it's like that old saying goes, you got to pay to play. Okay. So you got to pay to play a little bit, you know, don't cheap out. Okay. Don't cheap out. Okay. So, and for anyone that's curious, I do one-on-one classes. If anyone wants to come out and get some hands-on knowledge, I can work with you one-on-one, side-by-side, every step of the way. You know, I can be there helping you with any particular problem that you have with cutting hair, whether it's fading, whether it's cutting the length on top, styling, like whatever, you know, if you need any help, let me know. So Came Less says, is barber school important or not needed? Now, I'm going to assume that Came Less actually came into the chat late, because I just said that my in-law, I have a Russian in-law. He lives in Russia. He's a barber now. He didn't go to barber school. He attended some classes and he apprenticed under someone. And right now, he's a pretty decent barber. He does good work. And he's been cutting hair, I think, less than 2 years. So, in my opinion, I don't think barber college is the utmost important thing for someone to do or need in order to be good at barbering, you know. Is there a difference between temps, tapers? In the Northeast, we call them temps, but in okay, yeah. It's the same thing. Temps, tapers, which that I'm glad you asked that question, because I'm going to pose a question to you guys. Everyone that's watching this video, get ready to start typing. Just bring up the little keyboard, pull your keyboard right in front of you, get your phone, the little keypad on your phone ready. Get ready, because I want answers. I've got questions. I need answers, okay? I've got a question that you need to answer. Okay, so here it is. What is a double zero? If a client comes in like, oh, okay, I want a double zero on the bottom. Next question. What is a zero? If the client comes in and he asks, oh, I want a zero on the side, fade it up. Please answer me this question. And this question is relevant because I had a client not too long ago, today. And he said to me, I want a double zero on the sides, faded up. And every time I hear people use this terminology of either a zero, double zero, triple zero, like whatever you want to say, I always ask them, what do you mean by this? What is this? I have no idea. What is this? What is a double zero? I have no idea, guys. I have no idea what a double zero means. So I ask them to explain, elaborate, you know, and tell me, what do you mean by this double zero nonsense? So this guys that look, type guys, type, answer my questions, answer it. I want everyone that's watching, do not be shy. Don't be like, oh, I don't want to type because I don't want to let people know I'm watching the damn video. Like, dude, type in the comments. I need to know this. What do you think a double zero is? What is a double zero? If a client comes in like, all right, I want a double zero on the sides, fade it up, you know, a little trim on top. This is actually what the guy told me. He wanted a double zero. So I was just like, I was like, pause. What do you mean by a double zero? What is this double zero nonsense? And he explained, and come on, guys, type away. I need answers because I'm about to tell you what he told me, because what he told me was totally not what I thought. Okay. So I want people's opinions on this. I want to know what people are actually thinking a double zero would mean. So I'm going to scroll up here. So Barbara Fidel, shout out to you. He's saying a double zero equals trimmer / zero equals magic clip closed. Okay, so for him, a double zero is the trimmer. So I would guess by Barbara Fidel's logic, a triple zero would be like shaver or razor. Okay, next person. Brandon Isaiah Sexton says skin, I guess, right? Because he's like me. He's like, I guess, skin, I guess. And I'm not the type to just go in there and just, you know, willy-nilly do what I think. I want to know exactly what you want before I start cutting your hair. Just joined, already getting questions. That's what's up, Ballin' Ninja. So Wilson L says, closer than a zero. Now, a zero, like, what do you mean by a zero, though? See, that's the thing. Zero guard? Or, as you say, a zero. What is a zero? Because he said a double zero. So what is a zero? What is a triple zero? I have no idea. I need answers to these questions, guys. Type away. I need answers to my question. So Baller Ninja says, but I'm going to guess skin. So he's guessing. See, he doesn't even know what this means. This is exactly what I'm talking about. What is this double zero nonsense? What is this, oh, I want a zero on the side, or oh, I want a double zero on the side? And the guy told me, he said that he goes to the barber and he tells most barbers double zero and they know what he means. I don't know what he means. As I'm looking at some of the replies and responses to my question, some of you don't even know what this means. So Edward or Edwards says double zero is the lever closed, doubly flicking out over one spot. Okay. I know, right? Exactly. Nas blends. Exactly. Perfect. Show me a picture. So Brandon Isaiah Stetson says Speedo Guards makes zero, double zero, and triple zero. Which, if you're talking about Speedo Guard terminology, that can really get dicey. Because if you're a barber that only uses the Speedo Guides and someone wants a double zero, they're going to be screwed. They're going to be like, wait, what the hell? Now, let me tell you what I actually gave this guy. So here's what I gave this guy. I'm not going to, obviously, I don't have a picture as an edification, but I'm gonna show you with the clipper what I did. So I was like, what do you mean? Okay, so Barbara Fidel is saying zero magic clip closed, double zero trimmer, triple zero razor. Okay, now I asked him because after he said double zero, I'm thinking, okay, maybe he's talking about something close to skin, right? So I was asking him, I was like, oh, okay, do you want it down to skin? His reply, and do this, do this if you're feeling the content, guys. Don't be stingy because it don't cost you a damn thing. His response to me asking him, oh, so do you want it down to skin? He said no. He said no to a double zero. His response was no, guys, no. So I said, okay. So do you want like a zero guard? So I pulled out this. You know, this little flimsy thing. No, never used the wall metal guards. But I pulled out this. So I was like, oh, this? You know, I'm thinking, okay. Well, so what I ended up doing, I didn't use this because I was like, whatever. I ended up using my cordless masters. And what I did was I put the lever in at the fourth notch right there. And I created a guideline. Like, it was almost like a drop fade, a shadow drop fade. But I used this. This was my first initial guideline. This was the shortest length at the bottom of his haircut. And that's what I gave him, which is essentially like a half. And I asked him, I was like, does this look familiar to you? You know, and he's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, I like that. So his definition of a double zero was this. Or this, guys, and I even had to tell him this. I was like, you know, clients have to stop trying to talk like barbers. The terminology is different everywhere. As I can't remember who was asking, you know, in New York, they call it a temp or a tape, like what, but it's the same thing. It's just terminology. You know, you go on the East Coast and West Coast, they have two different terminologies. In Texas here, different terminology. You know, they use the words blowout for a taper, East Coast. You know, we don't use the word blowout here in Texas. They don't use the words blowout to describe a haircut in California. So I would wish that clients would stop trying to talk like barbers. I really wish. Exactly. Yeah, well, if he said double zero and Speedos, yeah, it's about the similar length because, like I said, it was this open. Boy, guys, man, I might have to cut this podcast short. I really have to take a piss. I'm forcing myself, you know, to not do it. But it is what it is. So, all right, so let me get back to some questions. What's your advice about me leaving lines when I'm fading down with blades, particularly one and a half down to the 1A. If you talk about leaving lines, meaning the haircut is finishing, you leave lines, that's no bueno. But if you make a line, if you fade down and you happen to make a line, there's no problem. That just happens. You know, just use the corners and erase whatever dark spots or lines that you create. When cutting on the top, do you cut everything straight with the shears or do you follow the roundness of the head? That all depends on the style. That all depends on, like, what we're trying to achieve. So there's no cookie-cutter answer that. Who asked that question? Barbara Fidel, there's no cookie-cutter answer for that, for your question. It just all depends on the client. And if you haven't done this, do this. Smash the like button if you're feeling the content. So that all solely depends on the client desired look and really the look that they're trying to get. So sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. let's see what else you guys are saying. Okay, so cool. We're actually pretty caught up on questions. So do you guys have any other questions? Because I'm going to probably get out of here soon because I got to really take a piss. Like I'm about to explode here in T-minus 5 minutes. So let's see if I can last five more minutes. So Danny Trejo says, is there apprenticeship in Texas? No, there are no apprenticeships here in Texas. Barbara Fidel says, in barber school, there should be a universal book that has every haircut name. Again, this different terminology, so that is nonsense, right? It's virtually impossible because one name here is not the same name somewhere else. You know, it's just like someone says, oh, I want a low fade or, oh, I want a drop fade. Everyone's low or drop fade is going to look different. Everyone's mid fade is going to be different. Everyone's high fade is going to be different. You know, the height of it, you know, it just depends on where you place the blend. So everyone's look is different. So just like the same thing with names. It's all different. Have you ever used the Wall Legends? No. Just asking Planet of Cops? Yeah. I'd say talk to Ron Legend on that. He's a real big Wall guy. I'm not a big Wall guy. Not to say that Wall is bad. They have good clippers and they make good products. I've just never used the Wall Legends. Yeah, I'm not going to be able to make 5 minutes. So I appreciate you guys for tuning in for this little short podcast. I'm going to get back to work. And I've got a man, I'm about to explode. I might not even be able to press end on this video, but I'm gonna get back to studying some Spanish because I've been really trying to buckle down on my Spanish. I told myself by the age of 40, I need to be speaking Spanish and Russian. So I'm learning two other languages, right? If you guys didn't know that, I'm learning Spanish and Russian right now. So, which I can speak some Spanish and I can speak a little Russian. My Spanish is a lot better than my Russian though, but that's my goal. I turned 40 in October, so that's my goal. I'm over here about to explode. So in Swedish, yeah, right. Ooh. All right, I'm about to get out of here, man. It's been your man, I do it, signing out. I'll see you guys next week. I'll holla. Ooh.